a fantabulous time.
Hey, kids, you know what time it is? It's birthday time.
It's your birthday, and we want you to have fun. It's your birthday, so let's party, everyone. It's your birthday, and we want you to have fun. It's your birthday, so let's party, everyone.
Okay, now, kids, clap your hands like there's no
There is just something, like, just extremely creepy about, you know, animatronics. Like, it's just not, they're just not normal. Like, their motion is not normal and stuff like that. And I think that's really the hype between, like, FNAF, or if you're not cool with the lingo with the cool kids, FNAF is Five Nights at Freddy's, which Willy's Wonderland clearly takes inspiration of. And it's just a very, very weird thing to watch. It was entertaining, nonetheless, as you would hope that most movies are. You know, you're hoping to have that entertainment factor for sure when you're watching a film. But aside from it being entertaining, it was also weird. Nicolas Cage being Nicolas Cage, you know, tends to always have like a one-liner, or it's just some extreme actor, right? Like he's just crazy, right? Like that's what he is most of the time, except for a National Treasure, which is a treasure to me personally. But in this movie, he's just normal, kind of, until he finds a ping pong machine. A pinball machine, sorry. Not a ping pong machine. Ping pong means he has another person. Pinball machine. And those sequences are just weird. The pinball machine sequences were weird. But nonetheless, Willy's Wonderland takes inspiration from FNAF. Apparently this was one of the movies that were supposed to be made by WB under the FNAF title. And then when FNAF got scrapped, they decided to go ahead and move forward with this. I don't remember if it's this particular movie or if it's the Banana Splits. One of these two movies was originally FNAF. And I'm almost leaning that I was wrong, that it's actually the Banana Splits that was supposed to be it. But this one has a very, very similar premise to what FNAF is. And this is why this movie has a bit of a cult following. Because our protagonist, our hero, the janitor, as he is known, is Nicolas Cage. He doesn't speak, just like in the game. In the game Five Nights at Freddy's, we have a security guard who does not speak. And it's not until much later in the franchise of Five Nights at Freddy's where we have a janitor who, once again, does not speak. And we have more characters that are a lot more similar to those who are in Willy's Wonderland. So one of those characters was the one that we heard at the very, very, very beginning. And her name is Siren, I believe it was. Siren Sarah. And she is a close, very, very, very close, looks like the ballerina character from Five Nights at Freddy's sister location. Then we have like our cast of villains. We have Nighty Knight. We have a dude called Tito the Turtle, I think it was. We have the alligator, or the crocodile, I'm pretty sure it was an alligator. We have Cammy Chameleon, Ozzy Ostrich, Gus Gorilla, and the titular character, Willy Weasel. And so we do find out why these characters or these animatronics are doing what they're doing. And it's slightly different than that of Five Nights at Freddy's. And I would say that between Five Nights at Freddy's and this movie has a more believable thing, kind of. Now, the premise is that the reason that these animatronics are killing is because of these serial killers. They opened up Willy's Wonderland and used to use it as a cover-up to lure children and their family into the party room, and then they murdered them there. And then, you know, it got shut down because people were complaining about the stench that was coming from there. And then they committed a ritualistic suicide, which allowed their souls to be transferred to the animatronics, which kind of is similar to that of FNAF, but the FNAF story is a lot deeper, where there is one serial killer who is killing just children, and these children are stuck, basically, in this realm, and there's this ghost child that eventually saves them, quote-unquote, by putting them into the animatronics, and now the animatronics are killing, but they're not killing to just kill. They're killing a very specific, or trying to kill a very specific person. It's a very interesting story. The only reason I'm not talking much about FNAF is because there is supposed to be a movie out, but there's a plethora of, you know, content out there. And there's books, there's comics, I believe, there's guides, there's a bunch of games, a bunch of stories that if you really, really, really want to know, I don't want to be the reason why you don't enjoy the FNAF movie. So, Willy's Wonderland. So, like I said, there's these things that the Jenner doesn't speak, and that's one of the similarities, aside from these characters that I had mentioned previously. They are very, very similar to those of the video game. And aside from that, I mean, we have a very similar way the movie plays, the way the games are also played, in the sense that there are breaks in between the action. Once we start in the action, there are breaks in between, and that's where we get our little pinball sessions with Nicolas Cage, where he starts just being Nicolas Cage, and it's just interesting, because again, there's no dialogue for him. So I feel like this really allowed him to just show that he could act emotion out. And it was just really, really, really well done. And I really did appreciate it. The issue with Willy's Wonderland is some of it just doesn't make sense. Why he does what he does. And there is zero character background, which is okay. I'm not going to say that it's a bad thing. No, it's perfectly fine that there's zero character background. But we don't know why he's doing what he's doing. And it's just interesting. It's one of the first few times that we get thrown in the middle of something where everything's already set up. And you're like, expose is what happens to kind of like fill in the gaps where we weren't included. Which, I'm going to be honest with you, as a person that's watches a ton of movies, sometimes going through that expose is a lot better than showing me the entire background story or having a full-on movie just to explain how we got to that point, right? To like point B and a half. So I really did enjoy that from this movie. Like I said, Nicolas Cage is a fantastic actor. There was, for those of you who are sensitive to, explicit content, there was a sex scene in it. Very, very mild sex scene. But it's clearly under, like, I would skip it if I was watching it with my kid. Would I watch this with my child? Probably not, just because, although the gore that this movie has is really just those of the animatronics. It's just, over the top a bit. and I don't think it would be a good idea for a child, and my child's 8. So no, I would not be watching this with my kid, even though he would probably really, really want to, just because of that FNAF kind of love that he has for it. And so there, like I said, there is a sex scene in this film, which I would recommend. You know, it was just a little out of place. It was a little weird because the girl gets turned on by like this area where the ritualistic suicides happened. And then after that, it was just like, well, now we have it. But then it gets cut a little short where we have some stuff happen, and then they may or may not have died. But it is cut short. But just know that there is a sex scene in there. If I was to rate this movie overall, I did like it. But unfortunately, it just fell short for me, in the sense where there was so much that they could have done as far as story. And I understand that they don't want to go ahead and be stepping on toes, on like FNAF's toes. But there's so much that they could have done with story. There was this weird thing where, like I said, there were breaks between the thing, which was really nice, actually. And it was nice and interesting to see breaks in between with these pinball sessions. But he kept drinking this thing, and that's the thing where I wanted to know more as to, like, why is he drinking this specific drink consistently? And literally, in the middle of a fight, takes a break to go play pinball and goes ahead and takes his drink and, you know, drinks it up. And then once time's up, he goes ahead and goes back into the fight. It was so weird. It was so weird, but it still felt flat, you know? Like, I feel like the animatronics should have been a little more menacing than try to go toe-to-toe with the janitor or anybody else that was there. And I think this is just coming from a perspective of seeing and playing the games of Five Nights at Freddy's, where the animatronics are a little more menacing. Like, they're more calculating as to how they're going to approach their victim. And I feel like in this one, it was just pretty straightforward, where it was like, well, I'm going to try to fight you toe-to-toe. We're going to box this out. And I don't think that was, it wasn't good. Like, the most menacing that we saw was one scene, which lasted like maybe 15 seconds, of the alligator character being in the air ducts, or in the air vent, excuse me. And he chases the character through, and then that's it. Like, that was the extent. But, like, they don't follow him into the area where he's playing pinball. They don't really try to mess with his head that much. The most was Gus Gorilla just playing hide and seek with him, kind of. And that was it. Like, there was no real menacing of these animatronics, and I think it could have been, they could have gone that direction. But I would honestly consider this a horror comedy, kind of like a Shaun of the Dead or Tucker and Dale versus Evil kind of a thing. Just because it wasn't a serious movie, like, at all. And if you have that clear understanding that this is not a serious movie, and you see it as a horror comedy, I think that you will be fine with everything that it has shown. You know, Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm not a fan of Rotten Tomatoes, and I think I've expressed that enough times, in the sense where sometimes whatever the reviewers, the critics, review a movie, sometimes they tend to be slightly unfair, and by slightly I mean completely unfair to what their rating is. Like, right now it's at 64%. Does this movie deserve a 64% on Rotten Tomatoes? Probably not. It's a very niche movie. It's a very cult-following movie, and I could definitely see this movie becoming a cult classic. So if I was to rate this movie, I would give this movie, my initial gut reaction is to want to give it a 2 out of 5, but I think it's better than that. And if I was to rate it a 2 out of 5, I would be completely unfair. And so therefore, this movie gets a whopping 3 out of 5. Excuse me. I feel like I don't even have a cold. I just, my voice just gets a little, my throat hurts a little bit. So I apologize for that if you hear it through the recording and a lot of me clearing my throat. I apologize. But yeah, it gets a 3 out of 5. It was a fun movie to watch. It was entertaining. It's a, like I said, this movie is for a specific niche. It's a cult following. And I could definitely see that happening with this film in many years. It's kind of like, it's nowhere near the level of The Room. But I can see if they ever come out with a Five Nights at Freddy's movie, this could definitely be included in that box set. I could definitely see this movie going places. There is a sequel being made to this film, so that is a great thing to know, that this movie will have a second movie. And it is very interesting how they could do it. This could go so many places, mainly because, again, if they drew enough inspiration from FNAF, then I can see where they will go ahead and make a sequel. And I think that's going to be good. I honestly do believe this movie, the FNAF, the Willy's Wonderland 2 could be really, really good. So, I don't know, guys. You let me know. Go ahead and watch it. It's out in theaters now. This movie, definitely not worth watching in theaters. Definitely worth waiting for a stream service. At least don't watch it in theaters full price if you could find a $5 Tuesday anywhere. Go ahead, watch it. It is totally worth the $5. It's very, very interesting. And I wouldn't mind if you watch it. Let me know what you thought about it. It's a great, great movie. It was entertaining enough that kills the time. I think it has about a an hour and a half runtime. So it's not too long. It's not too short. It's just right, especially with all the antics that you'll see Nicolas Cage do. And that's it. Thanks for being here, man. I appreciate you stopping by and listening. So don't forget, between the next time that I see you and I tell you what you should be watching, what you should totally just dodge, keep reading those comic books, keep watching that anime, keep reading that manga, rock and roll, and above it all, stay nerdy, guys.